I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL at Night. I'm your host, Derek Brown. I'm here with my friend, Leah Murray. And for our last segment of the night, we're going to talk about something that all of you have seen before, and I've actually written them, and they are called job postings. And generally, they're incredibly boring. I mean, they try to make a job sound interesting, but a lot of times they're really struggling to do that for like mid-level administrative type jobs.
Right, mostly probably because HR told them what words they're allowed to put in.
And then took out all the interesting ones.
Right.
And so we have an example from New York City of a job posting that a lot of you here may actually want to apply for. It looks like the upward limit is $170,000 a year. And it is a
which,
job.
Which, by the way, in New York City means you could have a studio.
with a roommate.
With a roommate and a shared bathroom down the hall.
Exactly. And so on that note, here's the job posting. Are you ready?
What are you doing?
It says, do you have what it takes to do the impossible? A virulent vehemence for vermin, a background in urban planning, project management, or government, and most importantly, the drive, determination, and killer instinct needed to fight the real enemy, New York City's relentless rat population.
So, Derek, are you applying? Is this it? This was our first night on KSL at Night, and now you're bouncing because you're heading to New York City.
I'm thinking.
To be the rat czar.
I love what I do, but as you read this, it's a lot of fun. And in fact, there's a line that I don't know how HR allowed them to put this in there. Can I read this with this?
I like how you're asking me. Everyone just get ready. Derek's going to say a bad word.
Well, this will make the show go from like PG to PG-13. That's why I'm kind of a little concerned here. It says under qualifications, it says things like a bachelor's degree, organizational skills, proficient at Microsoft Word, the kind of stuff you'd expect. And then it says swashbuckling attitude, crafty humor, and general aura of badassery.
Like, my favorite thing
HR
I've
approved
ever.
This. They're city HR. I wonder if their legal counsel had to approve this as well.
Yes.
Not just HR.
But everyone across the country is talking about it, and all these swashbuckling rat killers are heading to New York City to be able to be the rat czar.
Exactly. So now you're from that area. Have you ever seen one of these?
I don't think so.
So I've seen them in the subway.
In New York City?
In New York City. I've seen rats.
I just don't look that closely. So when I go in the subway in New York City, you just blur.
There's a lot going on. Exactly.
Right.
And it's kind of dark.
You just have your eyes blur.
But I've seen them like go out and around the tracks. And if you're kind of at the end of the station, you're looking, you can see them and they disappear into the darkness. And it does give you the creeps a little bit to know that they're down there. And the fact that they have someone whose job specifically is to do that. And
it's a swashbuckler. That's my favorite part.
Swashbuckling attitude. And here's the official title.
Yeah.
Citywide Director of Rodent Mitigation. And they say it's a high visibility, high impact leadership role with one of the most important tasks in city government, keeping the city's rats in check and on notice.
But I also like in the posting, cunning, voracious, and prolific. New York City's rats are legendary for their survival skills, but they don't run this city. We do. Who's going to come
and
kill them?
I mean, someone's having a lot of fun. And then they say, despite their successful public engagement strategy, that's the rats, by the way, and their cheeky social media presence, rats are not our friends. They are our enemies that must be vanquished by the combined forces of our city government.
That's so interesting, right? So I was trying to figure out, are there rats in all the cities, right? And Utah doesn't have any cities that makes the list, but Boston is the rattiest city. And as I'm not a fan of the Red Sox,
or the rodentist city,
I'm going to say all the rats live in Fenway.
Oh, yeah. Be careful. I'm sure there's a lot of
Red Sox
listeners who
Yankee
may not
fan.
Appreciate that.
There are rats, I'm sure,
under
in
the
Yankee
monster,
Stadium.
Right?
Right, but in Boston, there are more rats. And then it's Philadelphia. And then it's New York City. It's D.C., Chicago. And then it's San Francisco. Like, at first, I thought maybe it was just the East Coast. Like, we didn't get rats out here, and so we were safe. But, no, there are cities along the coast that have a lot of rats as well. But none in Utah.
None in Utah. So we didn't make the list.
We did not make the list.
This is a list that we're not disappointed to make as a state. I do I like that as they refer to this position as the leader of the rat pack.
Right.
So, I mean, kudos. I mean, anyone who you know, anybody who's ever had to write a job posting, and I have in the past, I've had to write these things, and they're painful.
And
somebody
now you
had
have
a
to level up, because when you read this one, any one that you write from now on, this will be in your head. So you'll be thinking, how do I write swashbuckling?
Swashbuckling. Who came up with that? I mean, it talks about the candidates and the characteristics. It talks about decisive leadership, research, write, and analyze. And then the last one on the bullet point is catch and kill.
Catch
says,
and
as
kill.
With many government roles, you'll be expected to lead from the front using hands-on techniques to exterminate rodents with authority and efficiency. And then it says statement of values. Now, this is, of course, generally the most boring part of
Wait,
the.
Wait, is
of
it
the,
like of, woke rat killing? What is happening?
No. It's a statement of values, and I love this. It says rats will hate this job posting, but 8.8 million New Yorkers and your city government stand ready to work with you to reduce the rat population.
Oh my gosh!
So this is, you know, this has now set a new bar for job postings moving forward.
So here's the thing, and this is what I was saying, like offline a little bit, is. I feel like there are other rodents we think are cute. So, like, there's a guinea pig creature that lives in my
basically
house.
Basically a hairy rat, right?
And we call him Spot, and we feed him hay and stuff like that. I don't understand the difference. But I guess for cities, this is, you know, they nest under floors. They live in piles of garbage. They can start fires. Like, I was just trying to read up, like, why it is that we hate them so much. And I guess they're a perennial pest in port cities. So that's actually kind of why... Does that make sense?
Yeah,
probably
makes,
Utah doesn't have, because we don't
exactly.
have.
Exactly. And San Francisco,
you know,
on the other hand.
And San Francisco would have
well.
Them. Right. So that's what they're doing. And then maybe also they carry disease, and that's kind of gross. But what I also think is kind of fun, this is Mayor Eric Adams, the new mayor, right? This is his initiative, because the city rats have survived because de Blasio focused more on trash pickups. And the new Mayor Adams is going to, what did you say? Hands-on approach. So my
vision
of this is
leadership.
Like some rat czar is going
to
be grabbing these rats. I don't know, right? So, man, you don't think in politics it's going to be about how you murder the rats, right? Like, that's the issue between
exactly.
the mayors.
And it's a social media battle, too, because obviously they have a lot of social media posts with the rats going after things like pizza. And, you know, because in New York City, the trash is just out there. On the street, you know, they come by and pick it up.
There's a lot of people who live there, right?
Exactly. So and right, so, I right. mean, even the bagged trash is right there on the street. And so
right.
it's very easy for them to make an entrance. So I think a new bar has been set for anybody in the HR world. I'm sure there's a lot of HR people out there listening.
Yeah. And swashbucklery has to be in your next post. And you have to tell us about it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, it has been a lot of fun.
Best 2 hours of your life, right?
Absolutely. The best co-host I have had yet on KSL.
Ever.
And that doesn't have to do with the fact that this is the first time doing it. It just is. Just is. Well, thank you. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us at KSL at night. Be sure to tune in next week for more news, commentary, and HR postings.
And swashbucklery.
If you've got a swashbuckling attitude. Thanks.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.